在两个星期前在这里开始讲解马可福音。
Two weeks ago, we began our study in the book of Mark.
我们今天会继续的来查考马可福音。
And so today we continue our study of Mark.
而且更加重要的，如果主是愿意的话，我希望如果我有机会在这里讲到的时候，会继续的讲解马可福音。
And more importantly, if the Lord wills, I would like to continue to talk about the book of Mark.
大家都知道，在几个星期前，我们的牧师与几位弟兄姐妹还有我一起去到香港参加了这个麦克阿瑟注释圣经的这个他的出版，而且那个时候我们也将注释圣经派给了许许多多从中国来的弟兄姐妹。
If you remember a few weeks ago, Pastor Roger and a few of the men from this church went to Hong Kong for an expository conference and to launch the MacArthur Chinese Study Bible.
在那个研经大会那里，我得到非常大的鼓励。
While I was at the conference, I was extremely encouraged.
尤其是当牧师在第一天讲道的时候，我被他所讲的还有他所引用的一个例子深深的感动了。
And I was especially moved by something that pastor had said at the very first session of preaching at the conference.
因为牧师在鼓励从中国来的牧师还有弟兄姐妹要专注于释经讲道。
Pastor was encouraging the leaders of the church from China who were in attendance the importance of expository preaching.
他就给了加尔文的这个例子，加尔文就是在改教的时候与马丁路德一同时期的时候改教的，加尔文就在瑞士的热内瓦那里。
And he brought up something that Calvin had said. This was about the time of Luther's Reformation as well.
加尔文是在同时期改教的时候，他在热内瓦 Geneva, Switzerland 那里讲道。
And it was during this time of the Reformation that Calvin was speaking in Geneva.
不过在他在瑞士讲道的时候，他后来被逐出了瑞士三年之久。
But as he was talking, he was, or as he was preaching, he was forced to leave Geneva for 3 years.
可是他三年后回到热内瓦的时候，他继续的讲解圣经，从哪里讲呢？就是三年前他在上一段经文停留了，他三年后回到了同一个讲台，他就继续从上一段经文讲下去。
Three years later, Calvin returned to the very pulpit that he left. And where did he continue from? He continued at the very place he stopped 3 years ago.
所以当我来到恩道堂的时候，当我有机会讲到，我常常都有一个挣扎，因为我不知道应该讲哪一段经文。
And every time I am invited to take the pulpit at Grace Bible Fellowship, I always wonder which passage should I preach on.
如果大家注意到的话，我之前常常讲解一些非常短的书信。
And if you had noticed, every time I'm preaching, I always preach from very short epistles.
因为我知道我在这里讲到的机会不多，所以我希望很快的能够讲解一本书信。
Because I don't have a lot of opportunities to come up here, and so I would like to very quickly complete the preaching.
不过当我听了加尔文的这个例子之后，我决定了我应该像他一样，就算是我三年后才回到来这里讲道，我就会讲上一次我停留的部分。
But ever since I've heard that example of Calvin who took a 3 year hiatus, that is what I'm determined to do now.
所以我们两个星期前开始了马可福音，我们从第一章第一节讲到第十三节，我们今天会从第十四节继续下去。
So when we started the book of Mark 2 weeks ago, we had read from verse 1 to verse 13. Today we continue on to read 14 and 15.
我们要复习一下马可福音的背景到底是什么。
Let us have a quick refresher on the background of the Gospel of Mark.
马可福音写的用意是写给在罗马的基督徒。
Mark was writing to Christians in Rome.
这个时候是大约主后第60到70年，因为这个时候尼禄王开始了一场大逼迫。
This was around the time of 60 to 70 AD, and this was also about the time that Nero started a great persecution on Christians.
因为尼禄王他放火烧了大概半个罗马城市，可是当人民都在怀疑尼禄王的时候，他就指责基督徒找他们做替死鬼。
And the motivation for this was because Nero had set fire to about half of Rome.And when people started to suspect that it was indeed Nero, he used Christians as scapegoats.
就是因为这样开始了一场对基督徒的大逼迫，有许许多多在罗马的基督徒，他们被钉死了在十字架上，或者是被野狗撕成碎片，也有一些是被烧死的。
And it was at this time, and for this reason, Nero had started a great persecution on Christians. Many were crucified, many were torn apart by wild dogs.
也因着这样，所以马可就写了他的福音给罗马的基督徒，为的是鼓励他们受逼迫的时候必须要坚持下去。
It was also this reason that Mark had written this letter to Christians in Rome to encourage them in the face of such persecution.
所以我们也提到了，在马可福音里讲到的主题是关于耶稣基督是受苦的奴仆。
We also had spoken about the theme of the Gospel of Mark, which is Jesus Christ as the suffering servant.
因为马可希望当时的读者看见他们所跟随的主耶稣基督也是受苦被钉在十字架上。
And Mark had wanted the readers to see that their Lord was also one who had suffered and died on the cross.
所以如果他们继续坚持下去的话，未来在天上等着他们的荣耀是更加的大的。
And of course, if they continued on and in service, they too would see the hope of the future, and that they too would one day be resurrected.
所以在第一节到第十三节，我们看见了完美奴仆的降临。
And so from verse 1 to verse 13, we saw the ministry of the coming of the perfect servant.
我们在第十四跟第十五节，就是今天我们所看的经文，我们会看见完美奴仆的事工。
Today we continue in verse 14 and 15 to see the ministry of the perfect servant.
所以让我们一同来读马可福音第一章第十四到第十五节。
Let's read these two verses together.
马可福音第一章十四节，约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音，说日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
Mark 1:14. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel."
这两节经文非常的短，不过它其实给了我们从第一节第一章十六节到第四章三十四节的一个总结。
Well, these two verses are extremely concise. They have given us a summary of verses 16 all the way until verse 30. All the way to Mark 4:34.
他告诉了我们耶稣基督在加利利的事工是几时开始的，也告诉我们加利利是他专注的地区，还有给了我们一个他的所传的信息的简介。
These two verses give us a picture of Jesus' ministry in Galilee, when he started that ministry and the focus that he had on Galilee.
我们看到第一点，就是在第十四节这里讲到耶稣基督在约翰下监以后，他来到加利利宣传神的福音。
And so we begin with our first point, the messenger of God, in verse 14. It says, Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God.
所以当约翰下监以后，耶稣基督就正式成为了神的使者。
And so it was only after John was arrested that Jesus truly became God's messenger.
约翰下监的这一个细节, 我们会在马可福音第六章那里看见。
We will see the episode of John's arrest a little more in Mark chapter 6.
在马可福音第六章17节, 先是希律为他兄弟腓力的妻子希罗底的缘故差人去拿住约翰锁在监里因为希律已经娶了那妇人
Mark 6:17 tells us, For it was Herod who had sent and seized John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because he had married her.
因为第18节,约翰曾对希律说, 你娶你兄弟的妻子是不合宜的。
In verse 18, For John had been saying to Herod, It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife.
也因着这一个缘故, 所以希律将约翰给锁了起来, 后来约翰也没有活着出来了。
It was this reason that Herod had John arrested and John never made it out alive.
所以我们回到第一章第14节的时候, 约翰下监以后, 耶稣就开始宣传神的福音, 耶稣现在就是神的使者。
So we go back to verse 14. After John was arrested, Jesus truly became the messenger of God.
我们怎么可以说耶稣基督是神的使者呢? 因为神的使者不是约翰,施洗约翰吗?
Can we say that Jesus was the messenger of God? Was that not John the Baptist?
因为在第一章第二节, 我们知道施洗约翰来的时候是正如先知以赛亚书上记着说, 看哪, 我要差遣我的使者在你前面, 预备道路, 在旷野有人声喊着说, 预备主的道, 修直他的路。
Because if we look back at Mark 1:2, is it not said of John, As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, Behold, I send a messenger before your face who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
所以约翰, 施洗约翰是神的使者。
So John the Baptist was God's messenger.
可是施洗约翰所传的福音, 我们在马太福音那里看得到, 施洗约翰出来在犹太的旷野传道说, 天国近了, 你们应当悔改。
But the message that John preached, we can see in Matthew 3:1 and 2 says, In those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
所以我们从马可福音这里在看的时候,我们就会发现当约翰下监以后, 耶稣基督开始传的是一样的信息。
And we can see as we go back to Mark that after John was arrested, The message that Jesus was preaching was exactly the same as John.
耶稣基督继续的传扬同样的一个信息, 而且更加的发展的这个信息, 就是神的国近了, 你们当悔改。
Jesus had preached the exact same gospel and continued to preach the same gospel as John the Baptist, and in fact had developed it even further by saying, The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe.
而且我们 以已经解经的这一个原则来看, 我们也知道耶稣基督是神的使者。
And using the Bible to interpret the Bible, we also see that Jesus Christ is the messenger of God.
因为耶稣基督在约翰福音那里曾说, 我从天上降下来不是要按自己的意思行, 乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
In John 6:38, we see Jesus says, For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
在7章16节, 他也说, 我的教训不是我自己的, 乃是那差我来者的。
And in 7:16, Jesus answered them, My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me.
还有在8章28节, 他也说, 我没有一件事是凭着自己做的, 我说这些话, 乃是照着父所教训我的。
Moreover, in John 8:28, he says, For I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me.
所以很明显的, 耶稣基督在施洗约翰下监之后, 他就成为了神的使者。
And so it is clear that after John's arrest, Jesus had become the messenger of God.
不过有许多人, 他们引用同样的这几节经文, 他们就讲说, 你看, 耶稣基督不可能是神。
Yet there are some people who use the exact same verses that we've just seen to say, look, it can't be that Jesus is the messenger of God.
耶稣基督不可能是神。
Jesus cannot possibly be God.
因为他只是神的使者, 他怎么可能是神呢?
Because he is merely the messenger, how can he be God himself?
不过用这种这样的理论来讲的话, 是非常错误的。
Yet the logic here is wrong.
因为首先他们是在用人的这一个思想, 这个堕落充满罪恶的思想, 来明白神的道理。
For one, the argument is based on man's understanding, a fallen, sinful understanding.
更加严重的是, 他们没有考虑到圣经里面其他的教导, 还有耶稣基督自己的宣称。
Worse, they are not considering Jesus' own teaching himself in the Bible.
因为耶稣基督也说, 我实实在在地告诉你们, 没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
In John 10:30, Jesus himself said, truly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.
在英文里面那里说 I am, 其实就是在希伯来里神给他自己的名字就是 I am, 所以耶稣基督其实是说我实实在在地告诉你们还没有亚伯拉罕就是我就是神。
When Jesus says I am, it is also in Hebrew the name that is given to, or the name that God has said of himself. And when Jesus says that before Abraham was, he's saying that he is God himself.
还有在第10章30节, 耶稣基督也说我与父原为一。
And then in John 10:30, Jesus says, I and the Father are one.
14章腓力对他说, 求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。耶稣对他说：“腓力，我与你们同在这样长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说将父显给我们看呢？因为耶稣基督与父原为一。”
John 14:8-9. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Because Jesus and the Father are one."
所以耶稣基督现在是神的使者, 不过他不只是一个普通的使者, 不是的, 他自己本身就是神。
So Jesus has now become the messenger of God, but he is not any normal messenger because he himself is God.
他是神的儿子, 道成肉身, 现在带着 父神的启示给世上的罪人。
He is the Son of God made manifest into flesh and is now spreading the gospel to the world.
不过我们看得见耶稣基督他是一个完美的奴仆, 因为他是几时开始了在加利利的事工呢?
We see that Jesus is the perfect servant because he started his ministry in Galilee during the time of
是当 约翰下监以后,
it was after John was arrested.
我们看见耶稣基督他是完全的顺服于父神的旨意底下。
We see that Jesus was fully submitting to God the Father's will.
他是等到了自己约翰完成了神差他所做的事情, 下了监以后, 耶稣基督才开始了他在加利利的事工。
Because it was only after John the Baptist was arrested, did Jesus begin his ministry?
所以这一位神的使者, 他是完美的奴仆, 他也完全的顺服于父神的旨意底下。
And he was the perfect servant because he waited for the time that God had appointed.
我们就来到第15节的上半段, 耶稣基督, 他说, 热期满了, 神的国近了。
We look at verse 15 now, where Jesus says, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand."
第二点就是神的时机。
Our second point is the moment of God.
因为耶稣基督说热期满了。
Because Jesus says, "The time is fulfilled."
在这里，这一个字， 我们翻译成热期， 英文翻译成time， 这一个字是希腊原文的 kairos。
This time in Greek is also the word kairos.
这个希腊字 kairos 的意思是指一个绝对的时候。
This word Greek in Greek means a decisive time.
因为在希腊文里面也有另外一个字是形容时间的，那个字就是 chronos， 也就是我们英文的字 chronology 是从那一个字来的。
And it should be distinguished between another Greek word chronos, which refers to the time that we know.
因为如果是 chronos 的话，就是事情的先后，就是说时间的一一进行，来到这个时候你就必须这样做。不过神不是这么做，神是跟着他的旨意，是 kairos 不是 chronos， 他是跟着他的旨意，在一个绝对的时刻，耶稣基督开始了他的事工。
If indeed it were chronos, then it would have simply been a passage of time that events would have taken place. The fact that it is kairos shows us that it is a specific decisive moment.
所以耶稣基督来到加利利，他传神的话，他是神的使者，他的到来是根据神绝对的旨意。这一个是一个非常特别的事件。
And so Jesus beginning his ministry in Galilee after the arrest of John at a specific time with the gospel of God was a great moment.
因为耶稣基督的到来就是这一个完美奴仆，神自己的到来，这一个是在历史里面一个非常特别的事件。
Because this, the coming of this perfect servant and the ministry of this perfect servant is a special moment in our history.
就好像今年其实是我与我的妻子的第十周年婚的婚姻。
This year is the 10th anniversary of my marriage to my wife.
当然我们来到了第十年，我们可以说有第一年、第二年、第三年这样来算。可是当我们到了第十年或者第二十五年或者第五十年周年的时候，这一些都是特别的日子。
And we have 10 years because we have passed through year 1, year 2, year 3, all the way until year 10. But when it comes to year 15, 25 or 50, those are special moments.
当我们来到10周年、25周年、50周年这些特别的日子的时候，我们不只是说哦10年过了，因为有许许多多的夫妻，他们可能到了第10周年的时候会有一个特别的庆祝，他们可能会去一个非常昂贵的旅行，或者是买一些非常昂贵的这些礼物等等的，为的是庆祝这一个特别的时刻，而不是因为只是第10年到了。
And these special moments such as the 10th anniversary, 25th or 50th are usually marked by a couple celebrating it through holidays or special occasions because these are special times and not just a regular year.
所以当耶稣基督讲说日期满了，这里所讲的是 kairos， 也就是说神的这一个时候刚好准准的到来了，这一个就是耶稣基督降临的时候。
And when Jesus says the time is fulfilled, kairos, it means that Jesus said that God's specific decisive time has come.
耶稣基督也说神的国近了。
Jesus also said the kingdom of God is at hand.
在马可福音里神的国出现了14次。
In the Gospel of Mark, the kingdom of God is mentioned 14 times.
对这个耶稣基督的听众来说，神的国是一个他们非常熟悉的观念。
And to the audience at this time,The kingdom of God is a phrase that is very familiar to them.
因为在旧约里面常常讲到神的统治，神是王等等的，所以对这些人来说，他们知道神的国是什么意思。
And because in the Old Testament it talks about God as king and the kingdom of God, the audience is very familiar with this language.
当我们讲到神的国或者是一个国度的时候，有三个非常重要的因素，就是一个有权柄的统治者，还有被管辖的子民，跟第三一个真正有作用的管辖。
When speaking about this kingdom, we have to understand three essential elements. One, that the ruler has authority and power. Two, the subjects or the people are to be ruled. And three, it is the exercise of the function of rulership.
所以我们看见的主现在其实真的是在这个神的国里面。
And so we see that this is indeed God's kingdom.
因为现在是非常的现实的，因为神正在应用他的权柄。
Because at this point in time, God is effecting His authority.
不过这个也是指向一个永恒的盼望，因为在永恒的盼望，我们知道神会完完全全的击败他所有的仇敌。
Yet while this is at present, it also speaks of a future kingdom which is eternal.
在耶稣基督讲神的国近了的时候，他强调着神的国是非常靠近当时的人。为什么呢？因为耶稣基督自己就代表了神的国。
And when Jesus says the kingdom of God is at hand, what he is also emphasizing is the fact that he himself is amongst them.
因为耶稣基督就是神，当他来到那一些人的当中，他告诉他们神的国近了，其实他们就是刚好面对面看着神自己。
And when he tells them that the kingdom of God is at hand, what really he means is that the kingdom of God or God himself is face to face with them.
所以耶稣基督当时这样的一个宣告，其实是将自己表现给那里的人看，告诉他们他们所向往的这个旧约里的预言已经实现了。
And he's trying to tell them that the prophecies in the Old Testament are now fulfilled.
耶稣基督就是神的国的中心，还有神的国的形体。
It means that Jesus himself was the center and the very substance of God's kingdom.
当然我们知道现在神的国是讲到神的统治。
What we're saying now is the kingdom of God is God's God's reign.
神的统治，因为我们今天还没有看见耶稣基督再来统治全世界，不过耶稣基督却在我们信徒的心中里面掌管。
We see that while God has not come to reign the world, what we see is a reigning in the hearts of Christians.
所以神的国不只是现今的现实，也是一个永恒的盼望。
So God's kingdom is not just a present reality, it is also a future hope.
而且我们要看这一个国是谁的，这个是神的国。
We also need to understand whose kingdom this is, and it is God's kingdom.
这个国是属于神的，是神所建立的，也是神所统治的。
It is the kingdom that God has established and maintains.
这一个国是神所赐的，不是人所建的。
It is a kingdom that God has created and not created by the hands of men.
所以神赐他的国，不是人建这个国。
So God gives this kingdom, it is not made.
既然是神所建立的，神所统治的，神所赐的，这样的话，进入神的国的条件就是由神而立定，而不是由人来立定。
And since it is a kingdom that God gives, since it is a kingdom that God rules, the entrance so-called regulations are something that God gives as well.
我们不能够通过我们自己的方法来进入神的国。
And it is not by our own terms that we enter into God's kingdom.
这样的话，我们怎样能够进入神的国呢？
Then how can we enter God's kingdom?
耶稣基督就告诉了我们进入神的国所有的条件。
And so Jesus gives us the necessary criteria for entering the kingdom of God.
我们就来到了这十五节的下半段，耶稣基督说你们当悔改信福音。
And Jesus gives us that criteria. He says at the second half ofVerse 15, repent and believe in the gospel.
这一个就是神给罪人的启示。
And this is the command that he gives to sinners.
在第十四节，这里马可告诉我们，耶稣基督所传的是神的福音。
In verse 14, Jesus says that the gospel that he proclaims is the gospel of God.
所以人所需要信的福音是神的福音，神就是这福音的源头，也是这个福音的对象。
And so what he's saying is that this gospel is about Jesus. Jesus, God is both the source and the object of the gospel.
福音的意思就是好消息。
The gospel means the good news.
这一个是给世人所带来的消息当中最好最好的消息。
And amongst all the peoples in the world, this is the best news possible.
因为这个启示，这个信息，给罪人带来了赦罪的这个消息，还有能够与神复合的关系，跟在耶稣基督里一个新的生命。
Because this gospel speaks of the forgiveness of sins and a life in Christ.
上个星期，我们的牧师在这里讲到了十字架的荣耀。
Last week, our pastor preached from the pulpit the glory of the cross.
在十字架上，我们看见了罪恶的审判。
On the cross, we saw the divine judgment on sin.
上帝的圣洁。
The absolute holiness of God.
舍己的慈爱。
The sacrificial love of Christ.
新而活的路。
The new and living path.
还有复活的盼望。
And the resurrection hope of Christians.
当然，这一个是在十字架上的荣耀。
Because this is the glory that was on the cross.
如果没有坏消息，就不会有好消息。
And if there isn't a bad news, there can't be a good news.
因为如果是大家都现在活得好好的，你突然间跟他讲我给你带来好消息，他会告诉你我不需要好消息，我现在过得很好。
And if everyone were living life in fullness and in, without any sort of trial, then to tell them that they need a good news would be to would fall on deaf ears.
可是我们在十字架上的荣耀看见了神对罪恶的审判。
But on the cross, we saw the glory of God in the judgment of sin.
这一个就是坏消息，因为我们大家都是罪人，我们面对着地狱的永火。
And that is the terrifying news. We are all sinners and we face the fires of hell.
我们不能够自己救自己。
And we cannot save ourselves.
罗马书告诉我们，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
The book of Romans tells us all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
没有一个人没有犯罪。
Not one has not sinned.
希伯来书也告诉我们，按这定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Hebrews says, just as it is appointed for men to die once, after that comes judgment.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
For the wages of sin is death.
马太福音25章，王就是神，这一位王又要向那左边的说，你们这被咒诅的人离开我，进入那位魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去。
In Matthew it says, then the king, which is God, will say to those on his left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
这个就是坏消息。
And that is the bad news.
我们世人都犯了罪，我们面临的将是地狱的永火。
All of us have sinned and we face the fires of hell.
可是，在十字架上的荣耀，我们却看见了耶稣基督舍己的慈爱。他是神的使者，不过他自己本身是神，他带给我们神的启示，让我们知道我们如何能够得救。
But on the cross, we saw the glory of God in.The sacrificial love of Jesus Christ. And while he is the messenger, he himself is God, and he brings a message of forgiveness.
他告诉我们，你们当悔改信福音。
He tells us to repent and believe in the gospel.
我们看见了耶稣基督在这里有两个呼召，第一，你要悔改，第二，你要信福音。
And we see here that there are two elements to Jesus'command. One is to repent and two is to believe in the gospel.
信所指的不只是你表扬那一个信息。
The belief that he speaks of is not simply a manifestation or physical manifestation of the gospel.
不只是表扬信息。
It's not just to give credence to the messenger.
你必须要自己亲身的体验，必须亲委身于，而且你要靠着这个福音来得救。
It is a belief on the gospel for your life.
因为如果你信福音的时候，就是说这一个福音就是我们得救、我们信心的根基。
Because if you believe in the gospel, then you will believe that the gospel is what will save us.
这一个是我们信心的根基。
It is the basis of our faith.
很重要的，我们必须要了解到，一个罪人不可能 自称对耶稣基督有信心，却不信福音。
We also have to understand that a Christian cannot admit his faith yet not believe.
不信福音。
Not believe in the gospel.
因为有许许多多人会告诉你，哦，你讲耶稣基督，我信，我也是信耶稣的。可是当你讲到福音是什么的时候，他根本不知道什么是福音。
Because there will be people who tell you, yes, I believe in Jesus, yes, I believe in God. But when you talk about the gospel, they will say, well, I don't know about the gospel.
他会说，我信耶稣因为我要得到平安，我信耶稣因为我要得到财富，我信耶稣因为我要得到医治等等的。可是他信耶稣不是因为他信福音。
They might say, I believe in Jesus because I will have peace. They might say, I believe in Jesus because I will have prosperity.But it is not because they believe in the gospel.
可是耶稣基督却说，你们当悔改，信福音。这个福音就是这个圣经里面所记载的福音。
But Jesus said, repent and believe in the gospel, and the gospel is what has been recorded in the Bible.
所以首先我们必须信福音，福音就是我们信心的根基。
And so we first of all must believe in the gospel, which is the basis of our faith.
另外一个方面就是我们必须要悔改。
And then we need to repent.
一个罪人不可能告诉耶稣基督说，我信你，不过我没有认罪悔改。
A sinner cannot say that I will believe in you, but I won't repent.
因为有许许多多的人，他们都会希望能够到天堂，甚至有一个牧师这么说，每个人都要进天堂，不过没有人要死。
Because everyone wants to go to heaven.But as a pastor once said, everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die.
所以在这里，耶稣基督给的呼召是两方面，而且是平行的，悔改还有信福音。
And so we see that there are two commands in here. One is to repent, the other is to believe in the gospel.
所以天国近了，我们必须要悔改。信福音，不然一个人就信靠福音，不然他就是要信靠这个世界上的荣华富贵。
So it says here the gospel, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. If one does not believe in the gospel, the only thing that they can believe in is the materials of this world.
所以我们再说多一次，悔改跟信福音是一起来的，因为。如果没有信心的悔改，这个会带来沮丧，就如同犹大卖主的犹大一样，没有悔改的信心只是假设而已。
Repentance needs to come with faith. Without faith, repentance leads to despair. Faith without repentance from sin becomes presumption.
如果是一个人他认罪却不信靠耶稣基督，就很像卖主的犹大。他认罪了，他认错了，可是他却自尽了。
A person who repents but does not believe in Jesus would be like Judas, who repented of his sin but never turned to God.
我们悔改信靠耶稣基督的时候，我们信他所传的福音的时候，他就会赦免我们的罪。
When we repent of our sins and we turn to the gospel, then our sins are forgiven.
因为罗马书告诉我们，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
The book of Romans tells us the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
刚才我提到了改革的加尔文。
I talked just now about the great reformer Calvin.
加尔文说，传道人不能自编自己的信息，只能宣讲圣经所写所启示的。
And Calvin said that the preacher is to invent nothing of his own, but declare only what has been revealed and recorded in Holy Scripture.
我们看见完美奴仆所给我们设下的榜样。
And we see the example set by the perfect servant.
他差我们去传福音给那些世上的人。
He has sent us out into the world to spread the gospel.
我们也必须信实地传这个福音。
And we must.Faithfully spread that gospel.
因为无论这一个认罪悔改的信息是多么的不受欢迎，我们也是必须要这样传。
And even though that repent and believe gospel is not always welcome, we need to continue to preach it.
我们的主自己这么做，所以我们跟随他的也必须这么做。
Our Lord did that, and we need to follow him in that same with.
而且我们也要记得，马可福音是写给信徒的，不是写给非信徒的。
We also need to remember that Mark was written to believers.
所以这一个认罪悔改信福音的呼召也是给信徒的。
And so this command to repent and believe in the gospel also is for believers.
这一个是为了要提醒受逼迫的基督徒，必须要自己审查有信心没有，也要自己试验。
Because this is to written to the Christians who were being persecuted, and it asks them to examine themselves and test their own faith.
更何况是我们今天在这里没有受到多大的逼迫，我们更加必须不断的要自己审查有信心没有。
Even more so, it is for us who are in a place of relative peace, there is no persecution, we must examine ourselves.
我们对罪人的呼召，呼召他们悔改信福音的这一个启示是不会过时的。
This call to sinners to repent and believe in the gospel is never out of date.
除非到了罪完全的消灭之后。
Except until the day that sin is fully extinguished.
不过在耶稣基督还未再来消灭所有的罪恶之前，我们必须继续的像我们的主一样。
But before that day that the Lord comes and overcomes sin, we must follow in the footsteps of our Lord.
这个就是他身为完美奴仆的事工，他是神信实的使者，而且他也完全顺服神的时机，他也是非常忠心的传神的启示。
And this is the ministry of the perfect servant. He was the messenger of God. He obeyed the will and the exact moment that God had ordained.And he spread the gospel of God.
耶稣基督告诉我们，我实实在在的告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
Jesus said, Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
让我们请 Glenn 弟兄做结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Lord, our loving and heavenly Father, we thank you that you have sent your Son to die on the cross for us, that you have, as we open the Gospel of Mark, that you are showing us how his public ministry had unfolded. Father, we pray that as we do your work for you on this earth,that we will not be distracted by all these other things that clamor for attention, but that we would remember your purpose for us here, which is to spread the gospel as Jesus did, and to call the world to repent and believe in that gospel. We pray even for believers who are seated here today as we listen to this, that it would be a call for us to examine our own faith, that we tooare constantly leaning on your word, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.